a weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Across the area, mostly cloudy skies, rain showers, mid-50s, wind gusts as high as 20 miles an hour. Tonight, we'll continue with rain, cloudy skies, upper 40s, with wind gusts at 20. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies, rain likely, again, mid-50s, with scattered rain showers tomorrow night around 40. For Wednesday, mostly cloudy skies, with temperatures mid-50s. Right now, it's 50.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Well, the events over the last 18 months, including the fire at the beef plant in Holcomb and the COVID-19 pandemic, have put a spotlight on the need for more packing capacity in the beef industry. In response, investments being made in plant expansion and a new regional packing facility. National Beef Packing Company, LLC, announcing plans last week to increase processing capacity and add a second production shift at the Iowa Premium Facility in Tama, Iowa. National Beef said the total investment will be more than $100 million and will double the capacity of the plant to about 2,500 head per day. The project expected to be completed late 2022. The company, which is based in Kansas City, also operates a couple of 6,000 head per day facilities in Dodge City and Liberal. Now, on the regional front, a group of cattlemen and investors forming Sustainable Beef LLC and are seeking to build a small plant in North Platte, Nebraska, to help the industry increase the beef supply pipeline. The proposed plant would exceed 300,000 square feet, cost more than $200 million to construct, expected to be operational early 2023, and will process about 1,500 head a day. And some of America's prominent agricultural leaders and organizations responding to the House passage of the Farm Workforce Modernization Act. National Milk Producers Federation CEO Jim Mulhern said nothing gets done if can't move forward, and the broad industry and bipartisan support of the House passage of the act shows that things can be achieved with the consensus. National Farmers Union President Rob LaRue said the legislation will create more of a functional and compassionate farm labor system. He said it will allow more flexibility for ag employers as well as strengthen the protection for ag workers and provide them a path to citizenship. It's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Bob and Georgina at After Hours Feed Supply carry Nutrina and ADM feeds for all of your pet and livestock needs. They also now stock Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday, 8 to 5, open Sundays when they're home. If they don't have the feed you're looking for, let them know. They'll try to find it. Stop by and see After Hours Feed Supply, now stocking Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt at the west edge of Blue Rapids on Highway 9, or give them a call at 363-7344.
Good American Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, it's been roughly a month since the extreme cold weather hit the state of Kansas, and many were concerned about their potential utility bills after the extreme cold. And now some residents across the state are starting to see those bills come in.
Very mad and upset. Couldn't believe it. Something hard to believe. All the years I've lived here, I've never seen a gas bill like that. $1,748.17.
Audio from Cake News as residents in the small town of Partridge saw the massive increase in their natural gas bills. But the KCC says it wasn't a bill coming from them or the gas companies, but how the small individual towns handled the issue.
In terms of the city utilities, the municipalities, the KCC does not regulate them.
In other news, the KU School of Medicine has said that they're now set to receive the COVID-19 vaccine as well. KWCH News reports that the school has started the process of reaching out to those it serves that meet the state's guidelines of phases 3 and 4 of the vaccine rollout plan. Mid-America Network News.
Did you know Kansans with disabilities are nearly 3 times more likely to be victims of a crime? Are you a Kansan with a disability? Are you also a victim of crime? The Disability Crime Victims Unit may be able to provide you with free advocacy or civil legal services to respond to your disability rights needs as a crime victim. It doesn't matter how large or small the crime. It doesn't matter whether you reported this crime to anyone. If you are a person with a disability and a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas to find out if their Disability Crime Victims Unit can help you. Call toll-free 877-776-1541 or go to drckansas.org. Content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by subgrant number 18-VOCA-55, awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
Topeka's mayor says she still plans to serve the community, but not with another term as mayor. Michelle Delilah won't seek re-election, according to the Topeka Capital Journal. She made the announcement Friday last week. She said she's also exploring other options, but politics is not on the list. Delilah says she began thinking about not running during the coronavirus pandemic. She currently serves on the Shawnee County's COVID-19 Incident Command Team and says the workload combined with her work as mayor is difficult to balance. In other news, one person is dead after being struck by a train in Sumner County. KWCH News reports that the victim was pronounced dead at the scene after being struck around 6:30 on Saturday evening in the town of Belle Plaine. The victim's name has not yet been released, and police have not disclosed why the person was on the railroad tracks in the first place. Belle Plaine is roughly 30 miles south of the city of Wichita. And finally, a motorcyclist and a passenger on the motorcycle have died after an incident involving a truck in Topeka. The two people in the truck were not hurt, and the investigation is still ongoing. Good American Network News.
Danes Automotive is your certified Napa Auto Care Center, providing auto service and repairs for all types of vehicles. Danes has the equipment and the experienced technicians to handle every kind of job, from engine repair and transmission work to oil changes and tire repair, plus roadside assistance and auto detailing in Marysville. A family-owned and operated business providing you the best auto care in the area. For the best service, for the best price, it's Danes Automotive.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Monday. Nebraska is moving to its next coronavirus vaccination phase today with a focus on residents who are 50 to 64 years old and those with certain health conditions. Governor Pete Ricketts says the change will apply to the entire state, unlike previous phases where the transition took place by public health districts. Under the new phase, 90% of doses are required to go to residents in the 50 to 64 age group or people who qualified under previous phases. A former longtime Nebraska state lawmaker has died at the age of 79. Dwight Peterson of Omaha served in the Nebraska legislature from 1993 to 2009. He was a leading advocate for alcohol and drug rehabilitation and worked with troubled youth and prison inmates. Peterson represented the Elkhorn area of Omaha and ran unsuccessfully for Omaha City Council in 2017. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
You asked, and Rusty Eck Ford responded. We're now open on Sundays.
Yes.
Yes. Rusty Eck Ford will now be open on Sundays for your shopping convenience and to better serve you. So you can shop over 800 new Fords, certified pre-owned vehicles, and used cars, trucks, and SUVs 7 days a week. With such a wide variety of vehicles to choose from, we're bound to have something for everyone. Our team will help you find the car you want at a price and payment that fits your budget. And now is the time to take advantage of some of the best Ford factory incentives we've ever had to offer. If you don't come to Rusty Eck Ford, we can't save you money. As a family-owned and operated Ford dealership for over 67 years, Rusty Eck Ford has become one of the most trusted names in all of Wichita. And now, we're here to serve you 7 days a week. The time for your next new vehicle is now, only at Rusty Eck Ford. Remember, if you don't come see us, we can't save you money. RustyEckFord.com.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners meeting last week discussed a grant application for development of infrastructure on 11th Terrace for a proposed Marshall County Jail and Marshall County Partnership for Growth Business Park. Ellen Barber reported there's a major substantial local business interested in expanding at this location and would be willing to write a letter of intent to accompany the grant, which will be a competitive grant. Therefore, Barber feels a 20% contribution would likely help secure the grant. Several questions arose regarding the proposed street and future upkeep. Before finalizing any applications, the board will meet with the city of Marysville to discuss the matter. Rosalie Mybrin had asked commissioners if they would be willing to write a letter of support for development of 25th Road to connect Highway 99 to Highway 36 to eliminate the dangerous curves on K-99, which runs through Beatty to access U.S. 36. County Councilor Jason Brenniger discussed with the board the recent Attorney General opinion in regards to a coma complaint filed by Gayla Randall. Complaints were largely dismissed, but there are some items to be addressed. The county clerk has gathered requested meeting minutes and notes, and Jason Brenniger will create a log of executive session incidences and work on a response to the Attorney General to be brought back before the board. Commissioners met in executive session with NextEra Council, Engineers, and Public Works Administrator. Engineering work continues on the haul route and decommissioning reports. Agency on Aging Director Ashley Lynn met asking permission to begin out-of-county transports April 1st. May 7th is Pony Up Marysville. They would like to use the Helvering Center. The board gave approval. Commissioners are to tour the Frankfort Nutrition site Monday at 1. Washington County Commissioners last week discussed longevity increases for employees with a decision to calculate all employees on full-time date unless credit for years of service. Free dump days were set April 29th and 30th with a half day May 1st. Washington County Commissioners noting this was a service for residents after Dwayne Bruna spoke against the issue. An option of including a voucher with annual tax statements was mentioned as opposed to a one-time annual date, but no action was taken. Hanover City Council member Nick Rohr approached the board about lowering the county levy so the city could raise theirs, offsetting a potential tax increase, noting that Marshall County has a lower tax levy than cities. He reported Hanover is considering a truck route to serve the co-op, relieving wear and tear on city streets and could increase safety near schools and such. Nemahal County Commissioners accepted the retirement resignation of Roden Bridge Solid Waste Supervisor Dennis Runnebaum effective March 19. Commissioners then spoke with employees Adam Kuckelman, Jerry Morrison, Bill Mead, and Todd Swart regarding the transition and serving an interim director post, with Adam Kuckelman later offered the position until a full-time replacement can be hired. Nemahal County will offer a dust control program again this year. The county sheriff advised the issue of security at the courthouse is something that should be discussed with all department heads before moving forward with any plans concerning the issue. Lorraine Doug Schmelzley came before the board with the opinion that property owners near Seneca lost their property rights without public notice or public hearing when the city of Seneca recently enacted island annexations and extended their jurisdictional zoning around those properties. She would like citizens involved to receive their due process in the case and would like the county attorney to request an attorney general's opinion on legality of the matter. County Attorney Brad Lippert asked she provide him with certain statutory documentation before he makes a decision on requesting an AG opinion. He also advised she needed to take the issue to the city of Seneca instead of Nemahal County. Kylie Bergstrom with Seneca Chamber of Commerce Downtown Impact came before the board to update commissioners on the Big Kansas Road Trip event, which is scheduled in Nemahal County May 6th through the 9th. Pawnee County Commissioners accepted the retirement resignation of County Assessor Jonathan Bailey and reviewed the replacement process for the unexpired term through January 2023. Discussion will continue with the county attorney. Beatrice Attorney Jeffrey Gertick was appointed by the Nebraska governor to serve as first judicial district judge, serving Gage, Jefferson, Johnson, Nemahal, Pawnee, Richardson, Saline, and Thayer counties, and will fill the vacancy created with Judge Stephen Timm's recent retirement. Luetta Trowernick, age 92 of Wymore, passed away Sunday. Memorial service Thursday, 11 a.m. at Our Savior Lutheran Church in Wymore. Burial of ashes Thursday at 9:30 a.m. at Our Savior St. John Cemetery, rural Wymore. Visitation Wednesday, 10 until 8. Family will greet friends Wednesday from 6 until 7:30. It's the Loflonovit Funeral Home Wymore in charge of arrangements for Luetta Trowernick.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
Ever wondered what $9.99 looks like at Ashley Home Store? An LG 65-inch 4K smart TV and soundbar, $9.99. Ashley reclining sofa and reclining love seat, $9.99. Crossley washer and dryer, $9.99 for the pair. Frigidaire chest freezer or upright freezer. Ashley Queen 7-piece bedroom set with mattress. Sectional with dual recliner or a manor refrigerator with ice and water dispenser. All for $9.99 or $42 a month for 24 months. All shipped free to your house. Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance Store. Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, frontal boundary extending vertical across the central upper parts of the Midwest. We have a low pressure system across the southwestern parts of the United States that will move slowly towards the east and then take a northeastern turn and basically cover the central, east central parts of the Midwest into the upper parts of the United States. Bring in some rain showers, few rumbles of thunder. On the cold side of this system, some areas will see a little bit of some rain and snow. That will slowly move out of the area as we head it towards Wednesday, but another system will form across the central, east central parts of the Midwest Thursday and Friday, bringing more chances for some rain showers. So across the area, mostly cloudy skies, rain likely mid-50s. Tonight, we'll continue with rain, cloudy skies in the upper 40s. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies, we'll continue with rain showers mid-50s, and tomorrow night, lingering rain. That's your forecast. This is meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature late March, 59. Record high on this date, 93. The average low, 32, and the record low is 5 degrees. Sunrise this morning, 7:27. Sunset this evening, 7:41.
It's time to put out the welcome mat for hummingbirds again. Some tips on attracting them to your backyard in a moment from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, March 22nd, the 81st day of the year. Actress Reese Witherspoon shares a birthday with William Shatner. The first ruby-throated hummingbird sightings have already begun in our southernmost states, and they're due in just a matter of weeks for the rest of the country. From almanac.com, here are some surefire ways to attract hummingbirds. The birds need it to replace the 12,000 calories they burn each day, so keep the sugar water in your feeder fresh and plentiful. They love to catch a bath on the fly, and a gentle mist from a spray nozzle is irresistible. And brightly colored plants near your feeder will make it especially approachable. The tubular-type flowers that hold plenty of nectar are their favorites. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about attracting hummingbirds online at almanac.com.
The Daddy-Daughter Dance is back this year. Space is limited, so don't wait to sign up. Go to MarshallCOSports.com for the sign-up form. Included for the night is dinner, dessert, flowers, photography, and, of course, music. Return the form anytime through the mail slot at 708 Broadway in Marysville, next to the Pony Express statue. Sign up today.
The Nordish Motor Company has the price reduced on a pair of 2021 Chevy Equinox in red or white. They have a 2021 Chevy Traverse LT with a leather interior. They have a 2021 Buick Envision Essence. It's all new this year. And a 2020 Buick Encore Preferred, brand new under $20,000 at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, good Monday. The Kansas City Royals have given six-time All-Star catcher Salvador Perez the richest contract in club history, an $82 million four-year deal that begins in 2022. The contract includes a club option worth an additional $13.5 million and has a $2 million buyout for 2026. The deal surpasses the four-year $72 million contract the Royals gave to outfielder Alex Gordon in 2016. That deal wound up being a disappointment, and Gordon retired after last season. Perez is coming off a season in which he won his third Silver Slugger. He's also a five-time Gold Glove winner. The KU Jayhawks in the Big Dance, victorious over the Eastern Washington Eagles on Saturday, 93-84. The Jayhawks have advanced to the second round, where they'll meet up with the USC Trojans. That game tips at 8:40 tonight. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
ag producers. Get a jump on spring equipment efficiency now in the downtime with MJ's Truck Repair at Mound Ridge. Now's the time for farm machinery downtime maintenance and diagnostic services. So when the crops are ready to go into the fields, you're ready to get going. With diesel engines our specialty, MJ's also takes pride in superior gas engine repair and custom work on all implements. MJ's Truck Repair, under the big American flag off of I-135, Mound Ridge.
Bobcat invented the compact equipment industry. Now we're reinventing it with the all-new Bobcat R-Series loaders. Completely redesigned from the ground up, R-Series loaders are the most powerful, durable loader Bobcat has ever built. Experience unmatched power and performance firsthand by visiting White Star Machinery. We have the new Bobcat T66 and T76 in stock and ready to work. While you're here, check out the all-new R2 Series excavators. Give us a call at 316-838-3321 to schedule a demo today.
LeBron James left in the second quarter with a high right ankle sprain that the Lakers said will sideline him indefinitely, and Los Angeles went on to fall 99-94 to the Atlanta Hawks on Saturday. 2 hours after that game, the Lakers announced that James is out indefinitely. The defending NBA champions already are without all-NBA big man Anthony Davis, who's missed 14 consecutive games with a right calf injury and likely won't play again until April. Now to NASCAR. Ryan Blaney became the sixth different winner in as many races to start NASCAR's Cup season. Blaney surged to the front with nine laps to go after Kyle Larson's dominant performance at Atlanta Motor Speedway fell apart on a fading set of tires. Larson easily won the first two stages and led 269 of 325 laps on the 1.5-mile tri-oval, but his tires failed him following his final pit stop with 56 laps to go, leading to a runner-up finish. Alex Bowman was third, followed by Denny Hamlin and Kyle Busch. Mid-America Network Sports.
Kansas Jayhawk basketball NCAA tournament play. 8 o'clock pregame, 8:40 tip-off live tonight. KNDY-FM 95.5.
Choosing furniture can be tricky. Will it be durable and stand up to everyday wear? My pets? My kids? Will it fit in the room I want to put it in? Will it be easy to clean? Is it comfortable? So many questions that need to be answered. Well, Feldkamp's Furniture in Marysville has you covered. Their staff can make recommendations, help you personalize options, and find exactly what you need, even if it isn't on their sales floor. It's personal shopping at its best and available at Feldkamp's Furniture.
Tension Envelope is ingenuity at work. Headquartered in Kansas City with a manufacturing plant in Marysville, Tension manufactures billions of envelopes every year and works with some of the biggest names in the business. They're a leading national manufacturer and marketer of custom envelope products. Committed to quality, innovation, and excellence, Tension has been providing solutions for their customers for generations. For career and other opportunities, learn more on their website, tensionenvelope.com.
Like most people, you're busy enjoying your life and taking care of today's priorities. But it's a good idea to think about your future. Will you have enough income to enjoy a comfortable lifestyle down the road? Time flies, so it's never too soon to create a financial strategy for your future. A super check from your Farm Bureau agent can help make sure you're on track. Call Farm Bureau agent Brian Crott at 562-2136 in Marysville today. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Whether you're planting your first vegetable garden or looking to add a bit of pizzazz to your landscape, I'd like to help. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Visit melindamyers.com. You'll find my gardening tips, videos, audio segments, and the Ask Melinda section with my answers to your frequently asked questions. Plus, check out the plant profiles and planting guides for help selecting the right plant for your growing conditions and garden design. Have fun and be successful in your garden. Visit melindamyers.com.
If you like Honeycrisp apples, you'll want to check out Triumph, the latest apple variety developed by the University of Minnesota. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Triumph is the offspring of Honeycrisp and Liberty apples, resulting in an apple scab resistant variety. This means homeowners and growers will need to use fewer or no chemicals to manage scab and grow a more desirable apple. As always, flavor is important. Triumph has a sweet, tart, balanced flavor, and although it's not as crisp as Honeycrisp, it does have a firm, juicy texture. Developing this apple took 30 years, and growing enough trees and fruit for sale will take a few more. So if you want a tree or two, you'll have to add it to your wish list. Triumph trees will be available at some garden centers on a limited basis in 2022. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
In 1779, soldiers of the American Revolution set foot here to capture lands for the new United States. Over two centuries later, the revolutionaries are still arriving. I'll take you to a unique rendezvous on this edition of the American Countryside.
We all know a few fair weather folks. They're around when the food comes out.
Oh, yeah.
Nowhere to be found when the cows are out. With all life's uncertainties, you want a reliable partner. With you, rain or shine. When it comes to nitrogen, there's a new, predictable choice. Pivot BioProven. The tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that have a big impact on your bottom line. Pivot BioProven. Predictable. Productive. Weatherproof. Get a reliable partner. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America. Every Memorial Day weekend, Vincennes, Indiana hosts the Spirit of Vincennes Rendezvous.
George Rogers Clark captured a British fort, which was here in Vincennes in 1779, and our event goes back to that time period.
Frank Doofman shares the story from George Rogers Clark National Historical Park.
Anything that you can imagine from that era takes place. We have merchants and vendors selling items from the era. We have food vendors selling food representative of the era. We have battles that take place both days.
That list may not sound that unique until he mentions Revolutionary War battles here on the banks of the Wabash River.
We have British, we have Americans, we have Germans, we have the Hessians out here, we have French. We have anybody that was involved during the American Revolution could be out there.
There are usually about 500 reenactors here.
Unlike the Civil War battles, which can attract 1,000 reenactors, Rev War, there's a lot fewer of them. And so this, as far as Rev War goes, is a very big event.
It's one of, if not the largest, Revolutionary War event that takes place in the nation today.
It's very educational. Our reenactors are very knowledgeable. They love speaking with the public, you know, walk by, stop and talk to the reenactors. That's what they're here for. That's why they enjoy doing that.
The event and the memorial here are dedicated to the U.S. Patriots who helped win the West for the new nation.
There was a British fort here in Vincennes, which basically controlled all of the Northwest. And when Clark conquered that fort, he basically gained the Northwest Territory for the United States.
Traveling the Countryside in Vincennes, Indiana, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be a household and real estate auction for the Norbert Schmitz Estate Saturday, March 27th. Sale begins at 10 a.m. at 802 Cone Street in Axtell. Selling a 2004 Pontiac Bonneville four-door, 122,000 miles, 89 Chevy 1500 Scottsdale four-wheel drive pickup, original 105,000 miles, a refrigerator, electric stove, electric dryer and washer, 22 cubic foot chest freezer, 16-cubic-foot refrigerator, 4-piece Athens, queen-size bedroom with trifold mirror, chest of drawers, nightstand, 3-piece full-size bed, dresser with mirror, chest of drawers, treadmill, a stationary bike. Collectibles include an oak lighted curio corner cabinet, few Crocs. Lawn and garden items include a John Deere 12.5-horse, 38-inch rotting mower, 5-horse, 20-inch tiller, Earthway cedar, trimmers, a .22 rifle, other miscellaneous items, plus real estate selling at noon. It's an all-brick, three-bedroom, two-and-a-half-bath, ranch-style home with attached two-car garage with full basement that sits on approximately 1 acre in the east part of Axtell. Dual access to the full basement, mostly unfinished. It has a kitchen with storage area and is plumbed for a fourth bathroom. The real estate sells at noon. Sale begins at 10 for the Norbert Schmitz Estate Saturday at 802 Cone in Axtell. Olmsted and Sandstrom, real estate broker and auctioneers.
Keeping an eye on young children while trying to farm will make you pull your hair out. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. There's an upcoming study about childcare accessibility as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Farming is a dangerous occupation, and it's especially dangerous for children because they're often present at the workplace. Farm parents have been spread thin through the pandemic, especially if they didn't have anyone to watch their kids. When weighing their options, families have to consider their farm situation and the cost for child care. There is no perfect solution, but keeping kids safe from the many hazards in a farming operation is what keeps parents up at night. Scott Heiberger is a rural health communications specialist with the National Farm Medicine Center. He says over the next couple of years, researchers with their National Children's Center will study childcare on the farm and how it relates to child safety.
For the first time, we're going to do a project that takes a situation where there is accessible childcare, and we're going to follow that situation, that area, for a couple of years and see if with that child care, with it being utilized, does that in fact drive down the numbers of injuries to kids on farms in that area, and then compare that to an area that does not have that access to child care.
Heiberger says they will conduct interviews with farm parents and try to get a sense of their reality and what they're facing. Once the hard data is compiled, advocates can take the information to state legislatures or even the national level.
And say, hey, look, if there is accessible child care that farm families can tap into, you are going to see a reduction in injuries. And maybe it's worth, you know, an agency getting behind that and making that possible. If we're asking these farm communities and farm families to feed the world, maybe it would be a good thing to try to help out as far as offering or incentivizing affordable, accessible child care.
Learn more about farm families and child care options at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
invitation there to him whose truth and faithfulness engage the waiting soul to bless. And since he bids me seek his face, believe his word and trust his grace, I'll cast on him my every care and wait for thee, sweet hour of
grace. I love watching the Olympics and the relay races. Well, they are always fascinating. Nothing says teamwork quite like running as fast as you can for a mile and then handing off a baton to your partner, trusting that they will work just as hard as you did. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, working with a financial professional requires that same teamwork. You have to have honest conversations, a clear goal, and trust. Whether you're finishing college or you're growing your family, maybe you're planning a career change or getting close to retirement, there's several aspects to continue during each stage of life. Because of this, working with a financial professional can help provide you with the confidence you need to run after whatever's in front of you. They'll know the right questions to ask so you can put together a financial strategy that matches all of your goals in life. So invite a financial professional to be part of your financial strategy relay team. They'll help guide you on your journey of experiencing financial clarity so you can live a life true to your values.
Agriculture and forestry are poised to help solve the climate change problem. More today on Farm to Fork. If you found a seed lubricant that was better than the talc and graphite you've used for years, you'd want to use it, right? Let me point you to an innovative product called Dust, made from 100% U.S. soy. It's cleaner, safer, and it does the job. University tested and farmer proven in the field. Before you buy your seed lubricant for this planting season, visit lowmutech.com for details. That's lowmutech.com or call 844-GET-DUST.
Did you know there are laws that protect the health and safety rights of agriculture workers? And if you or a loved one is dealing with coronavirus, your rights may include required details about your job and pay, payment at the proper rate for every hour you work, safe transportation, and safe and clean housing. For more information and free help, call 866-4-US-WAGE or visit worker.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Labor.
Earlier this month, U.S. Senator Cory Booker of New Jersey summed up the testimony of several witnesses before a Senate Ag Committee hearing on agricultural and forestry-based potential solutions to the problem of climate change.
One, that any solution needs to be voluntary. Farmers are already too often selling crops below the cost of production and have a hard enough time keeping their operation going. We need voluntary transition. Number two, we need to think big if we want to tackle this problem, which brings me to number three, increasing our investments in existing voluntary USDA conservation programs such as EQIP, CSP, CRP must be a top priority. These programs are known and trusted by farmers. They're already vastly oversubscribed. Farmers are demanding more for these programs, and they include practices that have been scientifically tested as well as ground tested. And that finally is the fourth point, that we must invest heavily in farm-level technical assistance.
Booker also said he believes farmers and foresters are the ones to take on the task. He also said that the Climate Stewardship Act introduced in 2019 would aid in this effort. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Ag News, soil temperature report from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead.
Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack discusses aspects of the American Rescue Plan and how the COVID-19 economic relief package can benefit farm and food sectors.
The extent that you improve the opportunities for a family to receive assistance through the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program or the Pandemic EBT Program, which is helping parents whose children are not back yet in school because schools have been shut down. They are now incurring expense for what children might have consumed at a school breakfast or school lunch. So there's a little bit of financial assistance and help for folks in that respect. The WIC program, which helps young moms and young children, has also been expanded and extended. So there's a lot of nutrition assistance in this package. There's also help for restaurants. As we know, food service is incredibly important to the agriculture industry. When we open up restaurants, when we create new opportunities for restaurants, when we help restaurants, obviously that's an additional market opportunity eventually for our farmers, ranchers, and producers. The American Rescue Plan contains resources as well for rural communities, potentially to expand broadband. It also provides some health care assistance as rural hospitals have been struggling. The plan also provides additional opportunities for schools and for cities and local governments.
USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack. Soil temperature report brought to you by Abilene Machine. See their great part selection and order online 24/7 at abilenemachine.com and Kansas Corn Growers Association. Check them out at kansascorn.com. Soil temperatures warming up slowly, 49 and 50 degrees in south central Kansas, a little warmer towards the southeast, cooler towards the northern sections of the state, obviously. Northwest Kansas still checking in at 40, 41 and 42 degrees. In Oklahoma, south part of the state has warmed up, 55, 56 and 57 degrees. Panhandle still chilly, 44, 45 degrees. Central Oklahoma, northeast Oklahoma, 51, 52 and 53 degrees. Soil temperature reports, Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network.
Ag producers, get a jump on spring equipment efficiency now in the downtime with MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge. Now's the time for farm machinery downtime maintenance and diagnostic services. So when the crops are ready to go into the fields, you're ready to get going. With diesel engines our specialty, MJ's also takes pride in superior gas engine repair and custom work on all implements. MJ's Truck Repair, under the big American flag off of I-135 Mound Ridge.
Ag News, on your side, with accurate, award-winning journalism every day of the week. Join Deb Ferris and Cape First Alert meteorologist Jay Prater nights at 5, 6, and 10 for the latest news and weather. Plus sports highlights from all over Kansas with Cape sports anchor Chris Lilly. For investigative reporting, breaking news, and severe weather alerts, Ag News is your most trusted team in Kansas. On air, online, and on your mobile. Ag News, on your side.
As you plan your spring planting needs, consider your crop insurance needs. Any changes in your planting rotation or farming operation? Do you need to add a crop? Are your levels of crop insurance adequate? Contact Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency in Marysville today. Let her help you plan for the upcoming season.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The beef cattle industry coming a long way during the past pandemic-infused 12 months, according to Dr. Neville Spear, the Director of Industry Relations with Where Food Comes From, Incorporated. While the pandemic is a challenge, but...
there's been some really exciting things that we've seen in terms of beef demand. And the consumer, they've been willing to pay at the higher end of the retail side in terms of high choice or a prime product and willing to really invest kind of in facilities to cook at home, things like barbecue and outdoor cooking and what have you. And they've taken a lot more interest in their food. And, you know, we've been able to kind of get through this.
He also says there's been an increase in demand for prime beef carcasses.
Boy, it's amazing. We continue to kind of click away at about 10% every week. And, you know, I can remember way back when I was in graduate school, we never dreamt that was possible. And the industry has done such a good job in terms of improving genetics and improving management. And consumers continue to prove they like prime beef. And that's partly what's helped drive demand.
He says consumers also want to know more about where their food comes from, including country of origin labeling.
You know, we do a good job of telling our story, and I know that's always a hot topic, but ultimately we see that as a market-driven solution. And if that's something that consumers ultimately kind of want their stamp on that label, we're going to try to make it happen in the market. Again, story becomes important, and it's not just around country of origin labeling. We're seeing increased demand for things like natural, more and more concern about animal welfare. And no doubt with this administration coming in, there's going to be more talk around environmental things.
He says they're hearing about a lot of topics around the industry.
hearing from, for example, retailers that are wanting to have kind of a committed supply of programmed cattle to tell a story about quality of animal care, efforts towards environmental sustainability and stewardship. And those are things that oftentimes producers are doing anyway.
It's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Lease a new 2021 Dodge Ram 1500 Warlock Quad Cab V8 for just $269 a month at Twin Rivers Beatrice. That's right. Drive away today in a new Ram 1500. Serious performance and rugged function with luxury appointments. MSRP 43,640, 10,000 miles per year with 36-month agreement. Tax, title, license fees excluded. 41,144 sales price. 47,50 lease rebates. Must lease through Chrysler Capital with approved credit. $299 due at signing with lease rate just $269 a month at Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram West Court in Beatrice.
Keeping an eye on young children while trying to farm will make you pull your hair out. There's an upcoming study about childcare accessibility on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
We know that when the sun rises and everybody else is still asleep, you're on your tractor. We know your job is hard and challenging, but rewarding. What keeps you going season after season? What drives you?
My BKT Agrimax V-Flecto tires, because I don't stop when I'm tired. I quit only when I'm done.
Reduce soil compaction and operating costs. Higher low capacity. BKT Agrimax V-Flecto, your best ally for efficient soil tillage and reduced operating costs. BKT, a long way to together. Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Is a dangerous occupation, and it's especially dangerous for children. Farm parents have been spread thin through the pandemic, especially if they didn't have anyone to watch their kids. When weighing their options, families have to consider their farm situation and the cost for child care. There is no perfect solution, but keeping kids safe from the many hazards in a farming operation is what keeps parents up at night. Scott Heiberger is a rural health communications specialist with the National Farm Medicine Center. He says over the next couple of years, researchers with their National Children's Center will study childcare on the farm and how it relates to child safety.
For the first time, we're going to do a project that takes a situation where there is accessible childcare, and we're going to follow that situation for a couple of years and see if with that child care, with it being utilized, does that in fact drive down the numbers of injuries to kids on farms in that area, and then compare that to an area that does not have that access to child care.
Heiberger says they will conduct interviews with farm parents and try to get a sense of their reality and what they're facing. Once the hard data is compiled, advocates can take the information to state legislatures or even the national level.
And say, hey, look, if there is accessible childcare that farm families can tap into, you are going to see a reduction in injuries. And maybe it's worth an agency getting behind that and making that possible. If we're asking these farm communities and farm families to feed the world, maybe it would be a good thing to try to help out as far as offering or incentivizing affordable, accessible childcare.
I'm Jody Hinke. Learn more about farm families and child care options at agriculture.com.
Marysville Ready Mix is seeking a full-time truck driver. This job requires a Class B CDL and is full-time, available immediately. Benefits include holiday pay and vacation pay. Apply in person or call Marysville Ready Mix at 562-3418. Marysville Ready Mix, an equal opportunity employer.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network. It's been kind of a grim day for corn, soybeans, and wheat. The livestock complex seems to be doing much, much better. Let's take a look at the numbers. May corn is down 7 3/4 at 550. July is down 6 3/4 at 532. May Kansas City wheat 8.5 lower at 577. July KC wheat down 8 1/4 at 583. In fact, the other two wheat markets, Chicago and Minneapolis, are tracking lower as well. May soybeans down a half a cent at 14.16. July beans down one at 14.02. Soybean meal is really taking a pounding today. May is down 9.40 at 398.50. July is down 8.70 at 398.90. On the other hand, soy oil is really doing well. May bean oil is at 56.22. That's up 2.35. July bean oil is at 52.90. That's up 1.40. So soy oil is doing very, very nicely today, while the meal and the beans themselves are having some issues, along with corn and wheat. In the livestock complex, April live cattle up 42 at 118.82. June is up 50 at 119.17. The back months are all solidly green. April feeder cattle up 32 at 139.75. May feeders up 80 at 145.47. So cattle are doing nicely. Hogs are mixed. April hogs up 75 at 95 even, but May hogs down 52 at 94.40. The back months are pretty evenly mixed after that. In cotton, May cotton is unchanged at 84.68. July cotton is down 3 points at 85.69. Looking at the energy markets, April crude oil is down 22 cents at 61.20, but May is up a nickel at 61.49. We're seeing plus signs everywhere else. Unleaded gas, heating oil, and natural gas are all higher. Market information from Mid-America Ag Network.
You asked, and Rusty Ack Ford responded. We're now open on Sundays.
Yes.
Yes. Rusty Ack Ford will now be open on Sundays for your shopping convenience and to better serve you. So you can shop over 800 new Fords, certified pre-owned vehicles, and used cars, trucks, and SUVs 7 days a week. With such a wide variety of vehicles to choose from, we're bound to have something for everyone. Our team will help you find the car you want at a price and payment that fits your budget. And now is the time to take advantage of some of the best Ford factory incentives we've ever had to offer. If you don't come to Rusty Ack Ford, we can't save you money. As a family-owned and operated Ford dealership for over 67 years, Rusty Ack Ford has become one of the most trusted names in all of Wichita. And now, we're here to serve you 7 days a week. The time for your next new vehicle is now, only at Rusty Ack Ford. Remember, if you don't come see us, we can't save you money. Rusty Ack Ford.
Today we are having a conversation with Chris Allen at Frontier Farm Credit. Chris, over the past year, we've seen a lot of volatility in the economy as a whole, and the ag industry has seen their fair share as well.
That's correct. And January 2020 seems like an eternity ago. We started last year with a phase one trade agreement with China, which brought some optimism to the ag sector. But then, as we all know, COVID hit. At that point, ethanol plants were shutting down. USDA came out and projected 97 million acres of corn being planted. And next thing we knew, commodity markets were crashing. Cattle industry also took a hit as restaurants and schools and overall consumption went down. But by the end of the year, as we fast forwarded, we ended up with a smaller crop, strong usage, and a shrinking supply of stockpiles, which ultimately provided a harvest boost to prices that are still holding fairly strong today. And overall, our region was fortunate to have average to above average yield.
Highs and lows definitely aren't anything new to farmers and ranchers. What are some things they can do to be better prepared for all of the factors that affect their operation?
You're correct. Farming and ranching has always been a volatile industry with lots of factors that are out of the producer's control, thinking like markets, weather, interest rates. So for us, it's how do you formulate a plan around those to minimize your risk? In order to do that, you really need to have a good understanding of what your operations break even. Every operation has a unique break even to them based on lots of factors, but by knowing this, you're able to make decisions to lock in those profits. For example, being able to make marketing decisions that lock in profits at certain price levels. Crop insurance is another key piece to help minimize your risk. Aside from your multi-peril policy, there are also numerous supplemental policies that can help reduce your risk and even lock in higher guarantees. And lastly, like we were talking interest rate, now's a great time to lock in low, long-term fixed rate. With all the craziness over the past year, one bright side for producers has been historically low interest rate. Locking these in for the next 20, 25, or even 30 years allows you to better plan knowing that these payments will not rise.
As an ag lender, are there any opportunities facing ag producers today?
Yeah, like I mentioned above, crop prices are remaining strong. Now's a good time to take advantage and lock in profits for this fall if you can. This plays in well with knowing your cost of production and how crop insurance guarantees work. Now would be a great time to sit down with your crop insurance provider to go over these options before the March 15th deadline. Our crop insurance agents would be happy to sit down with you and do a free, no-strings-attached policy review to see if it's meeting your risk tolerances. Also, interest rates are still historically low, so now's a great time to review those and look at fixing them for the long term.
As an ag lender, how can producers protect their operations against interest rate risk?
The best option is to lock it in long term, like I've talked about. And this makes planning easier as your payments won't change from year to year. With the economy starting to recover from COVID and the outlook they're improving, long term interest rates are inevitably going to go up. Looking at ways to lock them in now will provide you protection when they do move.
What are some ways Frontier Farm Credit can help with this?
Producers make tough decisions every day. We have the expertise and tools to help them make the best decisions for their unique operations. We currently have special financing programs we are running that make this a unique refinancing opportunity for producers. Our interest rate products can be fixed for up to 30 years. We offer flexible payment options. We have on-staff appraisers to ensure a smooth process. And you can get to work with local experts that are dedicated to serving agriculture. I would tell producers to not let this unique opportunity pass without seeing what is available to them. Like I said before, rates won't be here forever.
What else does Frontier Farm Credit offer that is unique?
A unique difference is our co-op structure and the power of being a customer owner. 2020 marked the 17th year we have paid back a portion of our earnings to our customer owners in the form of a dividend check. We distributed over $19 million to our 32-county territory in eastern Kansas, which calculates to 1% of the customer's average daily loan balance for 2020. In terms of dollars, that's $1,000 we paid back for every $100,000 that was borrowed. In effect, this lowers their effective interest rate by 1%. Our board of directors is committed to continuing this trend into the future.
How can people get in touch with you to take advantage of this opportunity?
Sure, they can visit us anytime at frontierfarmcredit.com or give us a call at 1-800-397-3191.
The only station with 7 decades of country music history. Classic Country AM 1570 and FM 94.1. KNDY Marysville.